USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to visit Tennessee on Friday after tornadoes ripped through the state early this morning, leaving at least 21 people dead. The president says the federal government is here to help.
We will recover and we will rebuild and we will help them. And condolences, tough situation. Such bad news when you see that.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the coronavirus outbreak will weigh on the economy for some time. He says that's why they're cutting interest rates by a half of a percent this morning.
My colleagues and I took this action to help the U.S. economy keep strong in the face of new risks to the economic outlook.
Powell admits health officials face the biggest challenge, but that the Fed Reserve will do what it can to help the economy. And Super Tuesday voting is underway in 14 states and American Samoa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Washington Senator Patty Murray is criticizing government health officials' response over the coronavirus outbreak that has killed six people in her state. Murray telling a Senate health committee,
"The administration has had months to prepare for this, and it's unacceptable that people in my state and nationwide can't even get an answer as to whether or not they are infected. To put it simply, if someone at the White House or in this administration is actually in charge of responding to the coronavirus, it'd be news to anybody in my state."
NASA is hiring. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
NASA is now accepting applications for future astronaut positions. It's the first time in over 4 years that NASA has advertised for applicants, and they say they're now looking for talented people to join them in what they call a new era of human exploration. Applications will be accepted till the end of this month.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on some of the things happening on this Super Tuesday on the Democratic side of the aisle, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Big name Democrats who've dropped out of the race, backing Joe Biden ahead of Super Tuesday. Amy Klobuchar calling it quits, and over the weekend, billionaire businessman Tim Steyer and Mayor Pete dropping out. All three now backing the former vice president.
I talked to Mayor Pete and to Amy Klobuchar.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg campaigning in Virginia, wishing them all well as he gears up for Super Tuesday.
And I wish them all the best, and I felt sorry for them, but I'm in it to win it.
Bloomberg senior national campaign advisor Sabrina Singh telling Fox News,
"I really believe that Mike has a path here."
Turning back to one of our other top stories, Tennessee officials are urging Nashville area residents to stay off the roads if possible as crews respond to the damage from this morning's tornadoes. Nashville Mayor John Cooper says last night was a reminder of just how fragile life is.
At any moment, an event can show up and make us all too painfully aware of this. This morning's tornado devastated our community.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has one request for Tennesseans.
I encourage all of you to pray for the families across our state that are facing tragedy right now and that are dealing with heartache and hardship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.